Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday Word. I'm Julie, and today we're in our series called Check Your Beatitudes. And that's from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus talks about the Beatitudes in the beginning, which is blessed is, etc. And so far, we've learned that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, and blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Well, today we're learning, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, I grew up in a Christian home, so that word meek has always really plagued me because I can be incredibly loud and I'm a lot. There's a lot. And I wouldn't just define myself as meek. And that's because the definition that I always sort of lived with was someone who was quiet and kind of shy and hides in the background and lets people walk all over them. So I've tried to do that most of my life. Well, turns out that's not true. That's not what we're going for here with the word meek. If you don't hear anything else from me today, I want you to hear these words. Meekness is not weakness. To be meek doesn't mean to cower or to hide or to be invisible, to be trampled on, to let people take advantage of you. No, that's not it at all. Meekness is actually an incredible strength. The opposite of meekness is prideful and obnoxious. We don't want to be that. But we do want to be people that know how loved we are by Jesus. And because we know that so well, we can lift others up. We can love them in the same way. That takes so much power and so much choice. It's a choice that we have to make every day to be humble, to be people of peace, and to be teachable. For me, that's the biggest one, I think. Are you someone who is moldable? Are you someone who can listen to others and let them in? Maybe change your mind. Maybe get a new perspective and care for that person and where they're coming from. Are you that? Or do you always have to just listen and say, great, that's not me. That's not for me. I can't wait to tell you my opinion because I need to change your mind. Well, that's not what we're called to be. That is not meek. Meek is loving others above ourselves and listening and being teachable. So if you're looking for who possibly can be that, I think there's an obvious answer, and that is Jesus. And so I'm just going to read this to you because the Bible says it better than I could. So this is Philippians 2:3. First of all, it reiterates what we were just talking about. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility or meekness, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. And then here's the description of Jesus. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So Jesus made a choice to be a humble servant, to sacrifice himself for us. I would say if there wasn't an example of meekness is not weakness, I can't imagine a better one. Jesus is the epitome of a humble servant God. We can love him for sacrificing for us, and we can live that way with others. So today, ask yourself, am I teachable? Am I curious? Am I caring? And how can I be more like that? Well, if we spend more time with Jesus, he'll mold us into that person. And remember again, meekness is not weakness. Thanks for watching.